Hello, I'm Michael Murphy. This poem is taken from my second collection, A Chaplet of Roses. It's entitled, Bad Behaviour Can Get Elephants Killed. Animals do not belong to us. They allow us to live near them. And bad behaviour can get elephants killed. I saw Tyke, an African elephant, running free in 1994 through the business streets of Honolulu, not on the tropical savannas of home, before Hawaiian police shot her dead with 87 bullets in front of horrified bystanders. One went in through the eye, never to be forgotten. The elephant and us, we saw too much of man's inhumanity to fellow creatures. The female died in a hail of gunfire because she would not accept being imprisoned in a circus, wearing ridiculous costumes, turning tricks for man's amusement. For 20 years, she suffered the insistent cruelty of clowns. Then she lashed out and killed a trainer. She had to be put down, no question. The public must be protected from a female on the rampage, especially an elephant, because of her intelligence and her memory and the bigness of her heart. Animals do not belong to us. They allow us to live near them, to be graced by their honor, to learn from their integrity, to encourage gentleness and lay hold of tenderness, to allow ourselves to love them and be loved a hundredfold in return. Only then can we appreciate and fight for freedom for everyone. Animals do not belong to us. They allow us to live near them. And bad behavior can get elephants killed. I saw a documentary on Tyke the elephant on television. They had film of her being trained with prods and javelins that hooked her skin and made gashes so that she was bleeding. Tyke had endured this type of regime for 20 years, and then she turned and attacked her attacker and killed him. And she ran away down through the business district of Honolulu. I wondered what she was feeling and whether she was frightened by what she had done, terrified maybe by the new environment she'd never seen before. Instead of corralling and tranquilizing this beautiful animal, a decision was taken to kill her with 87 bullets. And I felt that only a male bureaucrat could have made such a certain decision. The line, she had to be put down, no question. Such certainty is a psychotic position to hold. All of us have doubts about everything. And I got to thinking about the coercive control that men exert over women who have to escape to refuges in this country, and the many women who are missing here, presumed dead. In other countries, women are given lashes and beheaded, have acid thrown over them, are burnt alive if they defy men. Weak men who exert power, who use the law and tradition to hide behind. There's an important principle in life that one should never reward bad behavior, even though tragically, bad behavior can get elephants killed.